Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Yesterday, I shared a poetic observation by National Right to Life's Education and Research Director, Dr. Randall O'Bannon, that education is a lot like gardening. You pull the weeds, till the soil, plant the seeds, and watch for bugs. And you wait. You don't get your flowers or vegetables for weeks or even months, but there is no harvest unless you do that tough work months ahead of time. We looked back at 2011 and our educational efforts as a Right to Life movement and concluded that last year we saw what may be the first fruits of another sustained pro-life educational effort. For years, we have quite accurately told people that Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion performer and promoter, not just some benign provider of reproductive health care for poor women. And for years, local, state, and federal government officials kept sending millions Planned Parenthood's way. In the past few years, we have stepped up our efforts, not only telling people of Planned Parenthood's abortion connections, but detailing how the group has increased and expanded its abortion business. The chain is now responsible for more than a quarter of all the abortions performed every year in the United States. We have, in fact sheets and articles, showed how the 329,445 abortions performed in Planned Parenthood clinics in 2010 translated at current rates to almost $150 million in revenues. The real number is likely to be considerably more, as Planned Parenthood clinics advertise and perform more expensive chemical and later surgical abortions. We have shown how the organization that likes to associate itself with choice actually offers few real practical choices to pregnant women. For example, the most recent data from Planned Parenthood Federation of America indicate that abortions outnumber prenatal care services by a nearly 9-to-1 margin, and abortions outnumber adoptions at Planned Parenthood by a margin of 395-to-1. For the longest time, Planned Parenthood spokespersons simply passed this off with a rhetorical wave of the hand, saying that abortion accounted for only 3% of its total services. National Right to Life's Educational Trust Fund challenged that claim with the information above. Our research, using Planned Parenthood's own figures, revealed how essential abortion was to Planned Parenthood's financial bottom line. Abortion not only accounts directly for a third or more of PPFA's total clinic revenues in 2009, but it is connected also to many ancillary services sold to pregnant women with the abortion or to women coming to the clinic for abortion that receive other services after they find out they are not pregnant. We also noted how abortions increased at Planned Parenthood at a rate that very nearly paralleled the rate of increase in government funding. We researched and laid out how local communities and states, some financing abortion directly, and the federal government, particularly through its Medicaid and Title X family planning programs, poured millions of tax dollars every year into Planned Parenthood's coffers. And we exposed how Planned Parenthood has been taking its money and using it to build giant new mega clinics across the country, where it can do high volumes of abortion, manage webcam abortion systems at smaller satellite clinics, and coordinate lobbying and campaign activities. Indiana and Kansas both passed laws cutting off or shifting funds from Planned Parenthood, and efforts in Wisconsin, North Carolina, Texas, and Tennessee have led to further decreases in Planned Parenthood funding by government entities. The real story on Planned Parenthood is out, and the old PR campaign isn't working as well as it used to. Planned Parenthood is big and rich and politically connected, but we may have finally begun to reach a tipping point. PPFA will continue to try and build and expand, but they may find it harder to get their hands on the public funds they need to continue growing their abortion empire. I'd like to think that years and years of our careful pro-life research and education had something to do with that.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.